Karen and I represent Christian Missions Charitable Trust, that's CMCT. And it's a mission based in the city of Chennai in South India. And we've just returned from India last month, so here's a fresh update on what God is doing through CMCT. Now, because I know you will be challenged by CMCT's vision, faith, compassion, and action, which empowers so many destitute people, I have two verses from the Bible on empowerment for us this morning. And I hope that we'll take these texts to heart and that you will not be complacent about your life. The question I have is, what difference does the Holy Spirit make? What difference does the Holy Spirit make? So the first verse, Acts 8:1-8, and it tells us what God is doing in worldwide Christian mission. But it also tells us what we need to do personally. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and it's an imperative, you will be my witnesses. So are we experiencing the empowering of the Holy Spirit? Now the second verse, just last month as I was reading the Bible in my daily quiet time, my meditation, I was reading Ezekiel 11 and 19, and it's about a radical change the Holy Spirit makes at the heart of our being. I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart. The Holy Spirit within, refreshing our souls, calming our spirit, and empowering us to live like Jesus. So here's the last question. Am I just hard-headed and spiritually unresponsive? Okay. What's natural? Are the fruit of the Spirit natural? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. No, naturally as human beings, we don't go that way. That's Spirit-empowered stuff. Right.
As a six-year-old, I remember standing on the wharf in Auckland, holding on to streamers that Colleen Reddit was holding on at the other end as her ship left Auckland when she first went to India. Colleen was just 24. In her early teens, Colleen became convinced that the Lord was calling her to serve him in India. She trained and taught as an early childhood teacher, and then she studied at the Bible Training Institute, which is now called Laidlaw College. When Colleen arrived in India for the first 2 years, she studied the Tamil language. Then she began women's Bible studies and girls' rallies throughout the city of Chennai. And then she started visiting the girls in their homes. And she saw poor, illiterate, teenage girls languishing at home. They'd never been to school, and nor were they at work. They were just waiting for an arranged marriage. This bothered Colleen, and she prayed about it. And then she invited some of the girls, and they were teenagers, to come to her home each day where she taught them knitting, sewing skills, literacy, and the good news of Jesus. From this beginning, Colleen's work in the slums expanded so that she needed to establish Christian Missions Charitable Trust, CMCT. CMCT now employs 320 people to operate its 28 different ministries serving the poor and the marginalised in and around the city of Chennai. This free booklet, and we have copies on the table out in the foyer, gives a summary of almost all the ministries. So if you'd like one, feel free to grab one. We'll now view a video highlighting some of these ministries. The captions explain what you are viewing. But before we do, I just want to emphasise two things about CMCT. Through all their ministries, CMCT focuses on helping the poorest people and the marginalised around Chennai. And along with their proactive compassion, there is a bright Christian witness to the life that Jesus Christ offers. And the gospel is always central to CMCT's work. Let's watch the video.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
By the grace of God, I had an opportunity to study well and then complete my schooling and college in the best institutions. Now, I'm working as a teacher in Bethany Higher Secondary School. The extension of the helping hand did not my education. My complete health also is taken care of by CMCT. I take this time to thank our dear Colleen Amma and all the sponsors who have been sponsored all these years. Thank you.
Kristen Kirbala, the head of the sponsorship department. Our vision is to give a holistic development to the children. We take care of the children, providing education until they complete their schooling and get training for their future so that they can be qualified and secure suitable employment until 21 years.
Separate us now. What a wonderful name it is.
Currently in India, there are more than 1.4 million elderly people dependent on their families for their living. Because of the age, they don't have any able to go for any work, and government cannot provide food and shelter for everybody. The support system that we created, we can see there's a great change in their life. They could come and share their feelings. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they try to help each other and get motivated within them to carry on in their life and go on and move on in their life.
At the beginning of the video, you saw children at CMCT school. Due to the pandemic, in April 2020, all schools were closed in India, and when they reopened earlier this year, children had not been in school for over 22 months. Without education, of course, these children can languish without hope in the slums and be addicted to particularly a mindset of poverty. So education gives opportunity, inspires the whole family. CMCT's child sponsorship program puts a child from the slums of Chennai into school. Most, that's 1,200, are in CMCT's own school. And there they receive an excellent education, giving great employment opportunity. If you're interested in sponsoring, you could see us about that later. Sponsorship is $50 a month. It enables the child to go to school, have a hot midday meal, uniform, school supplies, all exam fees paid for, basic hygiene items, soap, toothpaste, etc., all provided, medical and dental needs all attended to. During the 22 months when Indian schools were closed, CMCT used the sponsorship funds to support the child and their family. And they created opportunities for continuing education. And this is how they did it. The essential worker status of CMCT social workers, not the teachers, the social workers, allowed them to keep delivering educational materials to the sponsored children in the slums. Then CMCT teachers used cheap cell phone technology to tutor the children who would normally have been at school.
Besides equipping children to live well in their world, CMCT gives them the opportunity to find themselves body, soul, and spirit, created in God's image and loved by Him. Tuition centres for children in the slums not being sponsored, and 35 rallies, clubs for children run by CMCT in conjunction with local churches in Chennai to reach out to the poorer children in the area, have traditionally been CMCT's children ministries. The campsite has also been used for many camps, hosting up to 400 children or teenagers at a time. Many have come to Christ through the camp ministry. COVID has seen this ministry closed and the campsite is yet to reopen. But as Philip, the CEO of CMCT, has constantly reminded us and all the CMCT staff over the past 3 years, the gospel is never in lockdown. Keep on praying for opportunities for CMCT to make Jesus known.
Recently added to CMCT's traditional children's ministries are three new child development projects with a total of 150 children involved. And Karen and I visited this one last month in Ensel Naga. 90,000 people live in these very basic buildings. They had either been displaced when their slums were bulldozed down or still homeless after the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami. And they've been rehoused by the local Chennai government. They're supplied with intermittent water and actually electricity. It's a massive improvement on what their previous conditions were. But the buildings are still very dark inside, and it's actually easy to step on animals like goats, which I just about did, that are kept even four stories up in the hallways between two tiny two-room apartments. This year, CMCT also began a child development project among 5,000 families who have been relocated to a slum called Kanagi Naga. And it's actually one of the worst slums in Chennai, and it's difficult to work in. The project has begun with just 30 children. Now, what is unique about this project is that these 30 children are sponsored from within India. So Indian Christians are taking up the challenge now, finally. Most of the women who live there find work on the street as sweepers and cleaners. The men are labourers employed on a day-to-day basis, and some can drive autos and hire them to earn an income, but they just all earn a very meagre wage when work is available.
On the video, you saw handicrafts made by women at the Haven of Hope Centre in Chennai, or in CMCT's main building. This Haven of Hope Handicraft Centre caters for about 70 women from the slums at a time. Most are mothers and the primary breadwinners in their families, and previously were uneducated. And they're taught all the different sewing stitches, tailoring, card making, jewellery making, and they're able to earn an income for their families. And the training they receive means that if they want to, they have opportunity to find employment in the garment industry, or they can begin their own micro business. But many of them choose to stay on working at CMCT. The products are displayed on three tables out in the foyer. Everything there has been made by these women from the Haven of Hope Centre. 100% of the sale price goes directly to India to pay the women's wages. And I just want to say I do have an FPOS machine. The leader of the Haven of Hope Centre is this lady, Rosalyn. Now, she was one of the very first girls who all those years ago Colleen invited into her home. She was from a very poor family who couldn't afford to send her to school, and she was 19 at the time, and she went to a girls' rally. And now, as well as leading the Handicraft Centre, she's one of Colleen's best friends. She's fluent in English, and she often translates messages of visiting speakers into Tamil at CMCT's daily chapel times.
CMCT's hospital, called Bethany Health Care Centre, is on the first floor, and it's a 24/7 medical facility providing quality health care for poor people free of charge, and affordable, subsidised medical care for those who can contribute something to the costs. The hospital has a wide range of services in a very compact space. Besides the full-time staff, including doctors, nurses, physios and dentists, about 17 specialists are rostered on volunteering their services and enhancing the Christian witness. They have an ICU to augment their small operation theatre. Besides the hospital, CMCT medical teams regularly conduct medical clinics in the slums in which they work and sponsor children, and in the rural areas where they already have a significant witness for the Lord Jesus. For example, near the tsunami-destroyed village Chinakupam, at the campsite Padapai, near the leprosy villages Alapakam, and other rural locations where CMCT has women's empowerment projects. During the pandemic, CMCT's hospital like every medical facility in India, was under huge pressure. Because of COVID, their mobile medical ministry was directed initially to assist the local government in providing food and medical aid to starving people in Chennai. At one stage, more people were dying of starvation than of COVID, but many were dying on the streets of COVID in Chennai, especially under Delta. This built CMCT's credibility, giving opportunities for greater gospel witness in 2021 and early 22, where they have been serving up to 9,000 families through their Helping Hands for India project. This included people not helped by any local government agency or other NGOs. For example, 900 Sri Lankan families who were refugees in Chennai, and nobody was caring for them. Normally, remember, this is 9,000 families they were helping daily during pandemic times when it was very severe, but as opposed to 3,000 people that they would normally minister to in a day. So they really upped the ante with gospel witness as well.
During the pandemic, CMCT's rural livelihood projects have continued to empower men and women to earn a living. Women produce handicrafts and clothing for both the Indian and the overseas markets. And the three leprosy villages and Chinnakulpam, that's the fishing village that was resurrected by CMCT from the destruction of the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami, are part of this. Back in CMCT's main building in Chennai, women with HIV also make a range of products that are marketed by CMCT in India, and that's what they call their Rainbow Ministry, which you saw on the video. And what they earn enables these women to support their families. CMCT currently supports 200 families who are infected with HIV with especially nutritious food, because they're ostracised from their communities and let go of jobs, and their kids aren't allowed to go to school. The top two floors of CMCT's main building is home to Colleen and her family of five adopted daughters, as well as a hostel accommodating four house mothers, two cooks, 70 school-aged children, or girls actually, many of whom are orphans and therefore have no extended family. Then some young women who were previously hostel girls, but they're now doing professional studies like teaching, accountancy, nursing. And then some women with disabilities who work in the Haven of Hope Centre. In the middle of a bustling city with no land around the building, during COVID, meant that these girls were kept inside for most of 2020 and 2021. In New Zealand, when we had lockdowns, we were allowed to go for walks, but not over there. And because they didn't have land around their building, it meant they had to stay inside. So that was tough. So you can imagine the girls were ecstatic to go back to school earlier this year. Then the dining room for all CMCT staff, the hostel, women in the Haven of Hope Centre, and the HIV Training Centre is on the same floor as the kitchen.
As CMCT developed, Colleen began an international board to give guidance to an executive team, which he also formed to direct all CMCT's ministries. Now, over the years, we've become friends with Philip, who's the CEO, and Carolyn, and with many others serving the Lord through CMCT ministries. With Colleen, the four men that you see there on the executive set a harmonious tone for the whole CMCT. Some of you may remember Daniel. He's replaced by Anbu. Daniel died, we think, of COVID. They couldn't term that for sure. He was 51, and he was in charge of all the medical ministry. But Anbu has taken his place, and he's got the same heart as Daniel for the poor and the gospel. Right. So we praise the Lord that Philip is now CEO. Colling officially handed on the mantle to him at the end of 2019, just ahead of COVID. She would not have coped. She has ongoing pain, mobility issues after three major back surgeries, and now significant loss of eyesight. But she still has a vision for the Lord's work through CMCT.
To illustrate Colleen's vision, let me talk about the Home for the Aged project. In 2014, the staff at CMCT wanted to celebrate Colleen's 50 years of serving the Lord in India. And the executive asked Colleen if there was anything special she would like. Colleen asked that a home for the aged be established where some of the old folk who live on the streets of Chennai could be cared for. And this home has just been completed on CMCT's campsite property. And Peter and I were there for the opening of that home at the end of September. And we were over there for the international board meetings. A new ministry, it's open with just 9 women from the streets of Chennai. None of them have family to care for them. And I actually remember some of these women from the soup kitchens in previous years, just living on the streets in makeshift cardboard dwellings. I've also witnessed some of these soup kitchen street dwellers put their faith in the Lord Jesus and get baptised. And it was really lovely for me to see one woman who I remember well among the 9 of be one of these first residents in the Home for the Aged. We've recently launched a website in New Zealand for CMCT. So when you get home, if you'd like to have a look, it's www.bcmct.co.nz. Remember to talk to us if you're interested in sponsoring a child. We also have some daily prayer points that we put out each month. They have a prayer and a praise night for praise point for each day. And if you'd like to get those, please sign up for them out there. Please pray that all CMCT's work will be re-established soon. And I just want to thank you as a church for your support for CMCT. Thank the people here who sponsor children as well. It's greatly appreciated. And please keep on praying for Colleen, Philip, and the CMCT team in their witness for our Lord Jesus. So thank you very much.